RZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are mobile. WRYR 503. Good morning, Bob. Hopefully, we're off to a good start. Yeah, off to a later start than normal. This is by 4 o'clock. I've had my first cup of coffee. And the first cup of coffee. Headed that way to get mine now as we speak. And the older I get, the less coffee I drink, I think. Coffee, she's a weird mistress. Sometimes I'm in the mood, sometimes I'm not. There you go. I never thought of it that way. Just here checking some properties that I have and making sure that everything's okay. I got the camera set up so I can see them remotely. Give me just 1 second, I'll be right back with you. WRZP 544, be right back. Okay, WRYR 503, listening. Three, WRZP 544. WRYR 503. It's chilly up here this morning, 31 degrees when I got up. Sorry, run it by me again, please. Bit chilly when I got up this morning, 31 degrees. I spent the last 13, 14 days up by the bridge, the Mackinac Bridge there, almost. And it got chilly yesterday morning.
We're going to be, what, mid-60s today, and then we're back up into the 70s there Friday for the weekend, so we'll take it as long as it lasts.
There's something much more welcoming about 70 degrees as opposed to 28 below zero.
Just means I get to spend more time in the shack.
Have the shack set up somewhere differently than the house?
It was part of the house until I got married. Then I had to move it out to my other garages there. I got some separate set of garages detached. So, it just means I get to spend more time out in the Radio Shack futzing around, and it'll be what it'll be.
Well, I'm thinking about getting a couple containers, you know, the ship containers, and painting them up real nice, and one will be my shack and one will be a storage unit.
You go wrong with those, partner. You can't go wrong. I've seen some nice things done with those. As a matter of fact, tractor trailer, those boxcars. I've seen some nice Radio Shacks come out of those things.
I have never seen anybody turn it into a shack yet. Of course, I haven't really looked that hard, but definitely be like a Faraday cage, kind of. Keep all that RF off of you.
Insulate it up well, get you a nice little, one of those, infrared heaters to put in there. I think it'd be just fine.
I also have one of those little cast iron enameled red Joe tools. And they're made in Norway. They're real small, put out a lot of heat for as small as they are. I was thinking of using one of those that I have. Somebody owed me some money, so he gave me the wood stove, the extra one he had, and it's in really good condition.
That, nothing wrong with that. I looked at several options. I have natural gas, and they wanted too darn much money to run the line over to them garages, and they're only like 38 feet from the house. But anyway, I got me one of them little infrared heaters in there, and it does a trick, keeps it 70 degrees when I'm in there, and don't care how cold it is outside.
'60 to '70 is perfect. I'm not real into the heat that much. I lived up there when it was in 2018 and going into 2019 that winter when it got really nasty cold. And I had three consecutive days where it was under 25 below zero.
Yeah, she can get a bit nibbly, that's for sure. All right, partner, I'm about to pull in back at the home 20 here. I'll catch you on the old base station. So enjoy your day, 503, and we'll do it again, I'm sure. WRZP 544, clear and monitor on your final.
You have a good day today. Let me see. WRYR 503. Let's see my ham call again. I'll talk to you next time.
Dead. The seen more people in a big rush to get to work in the morning than I have up north.
WRFX 966, standing by.
Austin, this is Rooster, over. Go for Rooster. WSED 251 to Mount Clemens. This is WSED 251, Mount Clemens.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring.
station, it's not any station, it's not. This is WSBC 560 radio check, over. Any station that's net, this is WSBC 560 radio check, over.
Coming in loud and clear, this is WRWS 538.
Roger that, thank you very much, 560L.
Station 392, this is WSCI 73, copy.
WSCI 392, copy.
What's going on this morning, anything good?
I am headed down to Auburn Hills to go to Costco. You?
Just picked up Luna and breakfast for mom. She still got a neck ache, and just heading back now.
Yeah, I was just over that way grocery shopping. Figured I'd get everything done this morning and be done for the weekend.
Hey, that'll work. Yeah, hopefully later it'll warm up a little bit. I'll get the wheels on the car and get the car out of the barn.
That'd be good. I told Harrison probably Saturday we should come winterize the camper since it's starting to get cold.
Yep, that'll work. You get her winterized and get her moved over where she needs to be. You should be all set.
Yeah, that'll be the plan. All right, I think I'm getting staticky.
Okay, don't spend too much money. This is WSBI 783. I'm clear. That's your final.
At Costco, they're going to take everything. WSBI 392, clear.
WRVM 934. Listening.
Station, hello, this is WSCY 842. Good morning.
WRAS 504, listening.
WSCM 993.
WSBL 664 monitor.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring.
WRBV 690. WRBV 690 mobile.
Hey, 690, this is WRBV 525. How you doing today?
WRWS 53 monitoring.
WRCV 843 monitoring.
WSBC 277, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing fairly well. How are you doing?
pretty good. Just leaving work and got to head over to the Saugatuck area for a wedding this weekend.
I just got out of my vehicle, got into my personal vehicle, and headed home myself.
Sounds good. Well, drive safe and have a great weekend. WSBC 277.
You as well, sir.
WSBS 311, this is WSBZ 713, do you copy? I am mobile.
Go ahead, 713, you sound good. 311.
Yeah, I was stopped at a light and I'm going to be in bumper to bumper. I just want to see how I'm coming through.
You, sir, are sounding good. I'm sort of in a country place right now, so I might not be computer here, but, yeah, that's good. So where about are you right now?
I'm on 59, and I just found, and the only time that I'm going to try to talk is when I'm stopped.
Okay, sounds good. I'll get to hear from you. Yep, yes, 11. Stand by.
Coming in to WSBC.
Yeah, 713, you're coming through, but a little crackly. It sounds like you're moving still. again in a little bit. USPS.
Okay, I'm just before Utica Road, 311, and I am directly underneath the power line. So that's, again, I don't expect to be coming in clear, but just if you can pick me up, it'd be great to find out.
No, I will call that crystal clear. Doesn't get too much better than that. It sounded good. Go ahead. USPS 311, stand by.
Okay, now right by Jimmy John's Field by Auburn Road, and I am stopped at a red light. So, again, I wanted to know, this is the area where I want to know if I can be picked up in case of an emergency, WSDZ 713.
You sound great. You sound like you're coming from home. You sound good. You tried some good times. Maybe application is real good today. I don't know. I haven't been out here much today, but at the moment you're sounding terrific.
I think the receiving end for me, it's a little, it's a scratchy. I can hear you. I don't have the volume turned up. I'm probably half battery power too. So these were all tests that I wanted to make.
WRC-2832, I'm calling from Washington Township. I can hear you quite clear.
I'm on my other radio now, so not sure if that's cleaning up a little bit at your end. Go ahead.
Yeah, you sound great, 311, and I didn't get that number for that Washington Township guy, but I did hear you. It was a little choppy, but I might be being blocked out by the stadium here.
My number is WRK3822. I'm on a handheld and in my vehicle as well, so that probably has a lot to do with it. Over.
Yeah, 822, that sounded better. 311, did you get 822's response?
Yeah, I got some of that. I thought 832, not sure. But yeah, coming through, broken up a little bit. Could definitely read you all right. Go ahead.
Three-one-one, you changing handheld, boy, that really made a difference.
Gotcha. Well, I was on a handheld in down in the basement, so less than ideal conditions for sure. Okay, hey, I'm just unloading some stuff here, so I'm going to get off of here for a few, but you are sounding really good, really good. So enjoy the rest of your ride home, and if you want, maybe give me a shout on Simplex or whatever, and we'll try that way too, because I've got a couple other things I want to test out as far as Simplex goes.
Okay, sounds good, but when I get home, I'm going to eat, and we got to run into Sterling Heights, and I don't think that I'll be back until maybe 8 o'clock.
Yeah, no rush. I should be around most of the evening, so I'll have a radio on. So if you get a minute, give me a shout, and I will talk with you later. WSBS 311, clear.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitor.
WSDS 979, just checking in to see how everyone's doing.
Okay, 949 you said, I believe. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810, good afternoon.
Yeah, this is WSDS 979. How are you doing? Doing good myself. Just getting ready to leave the library to go back home. So yeah.
Hey, roger that. Up here doing a whole bunch of running around today between my appointments and the kids' appointments and running from here to there and everywhere else. At least it's a nice day for driving. Sun's out, warmed up a little bit. Can't complain too much. I'm up here in Saginaw City and the Bay City machine.
Yeah, I do have to agree. It's really warm. I just thought I'd jump on here and just say hi to everyone. And so, yeah, I think I'll get off now. Nice talking with you, WSDS 979 clear.
Roger that, 979. Enjoy the rest of your day there. It was nice chatting with you there for a minute. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810, we will be monitoring.
City QZJ 969, test, 1-2.
I was in here a little bit scratchy, but we got you there. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810.
Thank you for that support, report, sir. Have a great day.
Oh, you sounded much better that time. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810, you're welcome. You have a great day as well.
WSEL 660.
Good afternoon, this is WR 357.
WSDS 311, this is WSDZ 713, do copy.
Yes, sir, 713, go ahead.
Let's bump the simplex for a moment. I'm not too far, but I'm not at home. I just want to see if I'm going to get through this building here.
Make sure I got you right. I had some noise in the background. Did you say go to Simplex now?
Yes. If you got that, yes. Yeah, I'll tell you why in a minute.
Okay, going to Simplex now. WSDS 311, clear.
WSBH380, monitoring.
Good afternoon. This is WIWR357.
Good afternoon, WIWR357. Just trying out a new power supply on this radio. Looks like it's going to work.
Well, it's working. Got a little static.
Four, copy the static. I'm around 696 and I-75, northwest corner of Hazel Park.
WRXM-295 for a radio check.
Missed a call on that radio check, but I'm working at 696 and I-75, WSDH-380.
Clear, thank you. Yeah, WXRM-295, I'll be monitoring.
WSDH-380, monitoring.
WSEL 664 monitoring.
Kevin, this is 842 out here on 21.
cool radios. I like this one. I don't remember. I think it's by Ham Geek. I think it's by Reed Davis makes it, or I don't know, Bofang or who. But it looks like a Motorola product. It has a big LCD on the front of it, and then it has a little LCD on top and the back of it. And it looks like a it looks like an XPS 2500. And it's just a gorgeous looking radio, especially if you get it in coyote or black on black.
It sounds interesting. I'll have to check that radio out. I don't recall seeing that when I've been looking at them.
Get it from our egg roll buddies at AliExpress. It's $116 to $121, depending on the vendor. But it's free shipping to the USA, and it's a lot cheaper than they are on Scamazon. And usually the Scamazon ones, you still have to wait until the importer fills their orders, and you know, you get your product a month later. I find ordering from AliExpress, they already have it going on a ship, and you get it in about 5 to 6 days, opposed to 14 to 20.
That's good to know. I'll check that out. I'm looking at studying for my ham license right now, my technician license. I've been looking at mobile ham VHF, UHF radios, putting into my truck once I get my technician license. So looking at Yaosu as well as Anycone are the things that I'm researching right now.
Since 1996, and I have operated my fair share of pork. The Yaesus are nice radios, but they're very menu-y. And a lot of guys don't want to just plug in a software cable and program them. ICOMs are very nice radios. They're straight to the point. They can be a little menu-y, but they are a lot more straight to the point. I think their larger display on some of their older stuff, like the 706, which gives you, you can buy one of the versions that can give you HF 6 meters, 70 centimeter GMRS, and 2 meters, should you Mars Cap mod the radio. But keep in mind, the amateur radio band is so far down from the GMRS band that even like I fly Mother Motorola, you're going to find that you're out of band sometimes with these radios, which is harmful to the transmitter.
I've heard that before as well. I've heard the ICOM radios are really good. Yeah, I need to take a look at those too. I'm just now really starting to research. I hope to be taking my technician's license within the next week or two.
Fantastic. It is one of those things, you really got to find what gear works for you. I myself really liked the 897D. I had one of them. It's like a PRC 77's great-great-great-grandson. It's a backpack-capable radio. And I use it a lot of mobile use, a lot of backpack use. It was a fairly sized, fairly good sized rig, about coming in about the size of a Catholic Bible. But, you know, it could have its own proprietary batteries put in it, or you could hook it up to a 12-volt power source. And I just made a bunch of 18650s into a power source and used it. But then, you know, there's all kinds of radios out there. My go-to for mobile is the Motorola, because they just don't care. This one I'm talking on has been built up from a few different Motorolas that I found in a barn fire. And it keeps it wicking, it keeps it ticking.
Good deal. Now, which
usual format you recommend? I mean, I see DMR. I know JSU has their own Fusion format. I believe there's one more, D-Star, maybe one other on top of that. Is there a certain digital format that's recommended? That's one thing that's been confusing me.
I would use the repeater map and look at what most is available in your region for usage if you're not moving around a lot. DMR seems to be the way to go, and I'm just now investigating scanning DMR. I got a couple of Motorolas that are DMR, but they won't scan DMR, and DMR uses something called colors. And without getting too technical, we use CTCS and DCS tones on DMRS, and they use colors. So I want to listen to, like Venice Park Landfill, just to hear the comical conversation that happens on the mountain. And they went DMR, so I got to get an any tone or some Chinese radio that will search out the entire signal and report back. But DMR is a very notable one. I don't know anybody running anything outside of D-Star and, the ICOM thing. I haven't seen it taken off, but I've been out of the game for a lot of months as far as ham goes.
Thank you for that feedback. Yeah, I'm just now researching it. It's quite confusing, but from what I've read, I agree with what you said. DMR seems to be probably the most prevalent one that's out there. I'm still learning. I'm trying to figure all this out and determine what radio I want to buy when I do get my ham radio. So just a lot more studying for me. This is WSEL 664.
QA42, mobile, 21. I'm down at 21 or 13 now. Just entering Clayton Township. I would say the map will help you out quite a bit. And you got to keep in mind, things are a lot more advanced now. The good old days of, scanning the police and fire and all the medical calls, they're gone. Most of the communications on those levels are Project 25 APCO Type 2, and if they're not that, they're DMR, which is, a little better. But if you're looking to scan, that scanning is probably best left to a good scanner or an SDR. And then for the ham radio, just get something that you're comfortable. And I got to say that Chinese radios have really lured me away from the American name brand Chinese radios.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like I said, I'm talking on this foul thing right now, and it's clear. You're coming in loud and clear. The signal's good. I'm sitting in my house in Groseal on a 5-watt HD hitting a repeater that's probably close to 30 miles to me. So I'm hearing this little radio. But for my AM radio, I think I will invest in the higher quality, either Japanese-made or U.S.-branded radios. I'm just not sure which one yet.
Keep your eyes open on eBay. There's always some treasures out there. I got an FT-100D. Which is all mode, all band, with the exception of anything over, I think it does 1200 megahertz, I might be wrong, but I think 23 centimeters, something like that. But it's a neat radio, and I opened it up, and I got it stable for CB radio, which is kind of pointless, but I don't know. I got my ham radio license to do something with all the dumpster diving from Bloomberg's communication. know, I would dumpster dive the old Motorolas and the GE Master 2s. And a buddy of mine worked at the police department, police garage in Flint, and scored me some crystals and get me tuned up. And my first mobile radio was a Motorola Centaur with those little roller dials to set the frequency on a clamshell control head.
Yeah, that's really neat. That's definitely interesting. I was in radios back many years ago. I was in a police fire department, and I was a lieutenant, and one of my responsibilities was comms. So I learned a little bit about the radios then, and actually had a good friend that was a ham operator back in the day, and he was talking me into taking my test, but I never did go forward with it at that point, and now I'm kind of circling back around. But you're right, the radio world has changed significantly in the past 20 years, without a doubt.
I don't know if you're old enough to remember Mother Jugs and Speed, but I used to have a Motorola MaxTrack 32-channel set in the cab of my tow truck. I had a flatbed wrecker, and I used to run a wrecker service, and I would listen to the Genesee County Dispatch and scan the Flint City. And whenever there was a crash put out, I'd start heading to the crash. And the reference to Mother Jugs and Speed was there were other record companies that were on preferred tow lists, but I was not on the tow list. So the only calls I got were what they called preemptive. If I was there first, it was my fish.
They may still work that way to some extent. I remember working that way in the past. I think it's all this is WSBL 664. I'm going to be standing by. I've got a few errands to run, so it's great talking to you, and I'll be monitoring.
Alrighty. Yeah, I'm loaded right now, and I got my first stop I'm coming up to, so I'll be getting off the radio myself for a little bit. This is WSEY 842, Flint Township, 21 and 0.
I have a question about that Chinese Motorola clone, if you got a second.
Sure.
I thought I heard you say it's the one that looks like an XTS. I don't remember ever seeing one of those. There's one that looks a lot like an APX. Is it that one?
Yeah, that might be it. It's kind of AKT on both sides of it.
Yeah, I saw that. It was kind of intriguing. It looks like an APX. You said it was 116 from AliExpress. How you like it?
I don't personally own one. I got my fingers all over one the other day at a gig that I was at, and I thought it was amazing. But I went home and did some Googling. I found out that you can buy some FPP Motorolas pretty reasonable, so you can get yourself a Motorola that is a front panel program that is in the same family, similar family. So I have to say, I give it a 9 out of 9, maybe a 10, but Mother Motorola, she's a monobander, and those are multiband, so got to give those a high five. They're real nice, very good quality, very heavy, durable. Both LCDs are gorgeous. I really like it. It's a fine piece of quality. Bofengs, the Retivas, those UV5Rs, they always feel like crap in my hand.
All right, yeah, I've been tempted for the price just for the fun of it, and just to see what it's all about. All right, I'm next up at the pumps here. I've been sitting in the line at the gas pumps, and I'm next up. So if you're still out here, I'll catch you when I'm done. WRUU 850, name here is Sean.
Sean. Yeah, I'm gonna go inside and take care of some stuff, and then I gotta get the rest of my destination so I can dump. So I'm still working until a little while. This is WSBY 842 Flint Township.
WRUU 850.
Hey, Sean, how's it going? WRUX 245.
Not bad. Just ran out to pick something up for Mama. Heading home. Gonna get comfortable, turn on the Tigers, and watch me some playoff baseball. How about you?
Yeah, I'm here outside in West Point County, the same thing in a few minutes.
I saw somebody said they're playing on house money, and that's true. You just watch and you go, hey, whatever. It's like, it's amazing. So, having fun with it. I was a latecomer. I wasn't paying much of mind to them early in the year. And even a little ways into their fire, took me a while to... I have some friends that watch them pretty religiously, no matter what. So, you know, they're obviously reaping the rewards of that loyalty. But I have no such loyalty. When there's a good product, I watch it. And so I started watching kind of late at the end of the season there while they were actually turning it around. So pretty exciting. It's just that I don't recognize half these guys. I still have trouble with, you know, what's his name?
Yeah, I'm the same way. I can't follow any of those guys. Don't really know who they are. Yeah, myself, I don't watch sports very often. But yeah, when it gets interesting, I tend to tune in every once in a while and check it out. It's, you know, it's always a nice time to catch baseball again here and there.
You know, the true believer, the true sports fan, you know, they'll say, oh, you know, you jump on the bandwagon. Yeah, you're damn right I do. I am a bandwagoner because I just don't have the time to pay attention if it's not a product, a quality product that I want to see. I mean, I can't devote 2 hours of my life to watch something just to be disappointed time after time. So when there's a product worth seeing, I'm all in. So call me a bandwagoner. I will wear that badge proudly. Anywho, enough on all that. So, got myself a pasty from Barb's and Clausen. I don't know if you're familiar with Barb's and Clausen, but they make about as good a pasty as you can get south of the bridge.
Yeah, I think I've been there one time, I do believe. I go maybe 3 times a year to get past you. They're always nice to have, you know, they make a good meal, and they're definitely good for sure. And, I know I heard a breaking station in there too, so, go ahead, break the station.
I'm a little bit of a hard time about bandwagoning, but what's the Tigers visible on? Just wanted to know. I only have antenna. I don't subscribe to things.
I think it's on TNT tonight, I thought I saw. It was on TBS, now it's on TNT. That is unfortunate. I find that to be almost, that's unacceptable. You know, the you got four major sports teams in this town. You should be able to watch all four of them on public airwaves. And, you can't tell me that they couldn't make a deal with, like Channel 50 or something like that to put them on in Metro Detroit, you can't tell me that. You know, is it they just want too much money for it or they have an exclusive contract? But that's a shame that, you can't watch the games. Same with hockey, right? It's a hockey opener tonight as well, so kind of a double whammy downtown.
Thank you guys very much. WSUA 42, I'm going to dump up here. It's my turn.
Yeah, I think I heard something about that. I don't pay too much attention to it, but, having two of them tonight's going to fill it up. But I certainly agree, we need to have them on the regular local network television station. I don't know why. It's got to be a money thing. That's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah, that or some sort of contractual thing or something, I just don't know. But I know TBS does a lot of baseball, so it's not unusual to see a lot of baseball activity on TBS. And what is that, Turner Broadcasting or something? I don't know. And, and then, of course, you got the Red Wings, which, you got to get that Fox Sports Detroit. Then I remember they got into some sort of an argument or the cable provider, and they weren't, or somebody, and they weren't showing up, there. And it's like, yoy. I unplugged, and I'm all digital now, all streaming. And but I got this YouTube TV, not YouTube, it's YouTube TV, and it gives me all the things. It's not cheap though; it's like $70 a month. And but it gives me all the channels that I would normally get if I subscribed to a cable service. So I get all that TNT, TBS, and a bunch of others and all my locals. So it's not a perfect solution, because, when I went, when I unplugged from streaming, I did it to cut costs, and then I go, then I immediately go back up, with the plan that the YouTube TV. But that's the only way I can get my college football. And that's the one I watch no matter what the team is. I watch a lot of college football, and that one there that's my poison. All right, anyhow, I just pulled in the driveway, so I will let you finish it up, put a ribbon on it, and then I'm going to get inside. WRUU 850, after yours.
All right, yeah, sounds good. Myself, I subscribe to the YouTube TV myself, so I'm quite familiar with it. I do like the fact that you can just pretty much record anything and everything, and there's no limit on space, so when it comes to all the sports games, I just have them recording. So, if I miss it, I can go back and watch it. If I find out there was something exciting, I can go back and watch it. And, I just don't have to worry about catching them every time they actually come on. So it does make it kind of nice. And it still saves a little bit of money over cable. So, all in all, I'd have to say I really do like the YouTube TV. But, it's nice talking to you. And, I'll catch you again next time you're on the road. So, say 73 to you. Enjoy your evening and your meal. WRUX 245, standing by.
WSEW 573, monitoring. SEW 573, monitoring. SEW 573, monitoring.
Five, seven, three, this is WSEL 664, you copy?
100 feet.
I hear you, 1250% strength. This is WRVGA29.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm going to meet you up at the toy right now. I was checking it out. Thank you.
WRVGA29, clear.
WSPI-783 mobile to base. Copy. WSPI-783 mobile to base. Do you copy?
Thank you, gentlemen. Much appreciated. I'm normally not in range of this repeater, so I'm just trying to make sure I'm keyed up right.
Yeah,
Jacob, you're sounding good. I'm over on 75, just north of Point, using the Point machine. You're sounding real good.
I'm at 94 in the lodge.
Roger that. I'm just coming down the 475 split here.
Appreciate the feedback. Just getting everything heat up here in the last couple of weeks. And half the time I don't know if I'm getting out or not. So good to get some solid feedback.
Yeah, I know that phone. I had to play around a little bit yesterday. I guess the Saginaw machine is down. I tried keying up on it, and for the life of me, I couldn't get into it. I tried the other ones, and they're all working, so I guess something's going on with that individual machine right now.
Sounding good over here at 8 Mile in the middle, though.
Hopefully it'll get Saginaw back up and running. In the meantime, this is WSTS 772 going back to monitoring. Thanks again, folks.
772, you have a great night there. Fortunately, where I'm at, I can get into several of them from my home residence there. Have a good evening, be safe. Whiskey Tim Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WSTZ927 doing a radio check from a mobile near Holly, Michigan. WSTZ927 doing a radio check from a mobile near Holly, Michigan.
Michigan, this is WRY R503, Holly, Michigan. I can hear you at 696 in Van Dyke Avenue in Warren, Michigan.
Still very readable. Sounds pretty good.
For that unit in Holly, Michigan, you sounded good in Flushing. WSD, Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439. Clear.
Mission 439. Wow, you sound sounding like he's sitting by me.
Sit down on the couch, watch the Tigers.
Yeah, how are you doing today? This is WING 48 Jack.
Yes, sir, Jack. Yeah, I can't mistake your voice. right now, doing well. Tigers are behind 1-0, but we're trying to get a rally going here, so all is good.
Man, I hope we win. Honestly, I hope we win today, and that is it for the season, I guess. I was watching it the other day, too, 2 days in a row I was watching it. Didn't go nowhere. Anyhow, good talking to you. Good to hear from you. WIUG 48.
And we can go on to the next round.
Absolutely, Jack. Nice hearing from you as well. 7-3s. You take care. I'm sure we'll talk later. Right now they're in the, I think the bottom of the second. They got the bases loaded. Nobody out right now. Down 1-0. So let's go, Tigers. Whiskey Sugar, Delta Delta 439. Clear the frequency.
The Tiger GMRS Network. Go Tigers.
Sounds like George Kell up there.
Let the Tigers get hot.
Station 850. That was me, Jack. How are you, Sean? How you doing? I know I heard you out there. I just got to say hello, and how you doing?
Tigers just tied it up. Watching the game here, Jack. Just enjoying the postseason. We shouldn't have expected, but here we are.
You're right. I'm going to go ahead and let you watch the game anyhow. I'm driving back home. Going shopping, grocery shopping. Talk to you a little bit, Sean. Good to hear from you. WIUG 48.
Hi, Jack. You take care. Yeah, I'm going to be pretty much absorbed into this game. I'll probably be queuing up here just to get stupid if the Tigers do good things. And there's a good... Nope. Oh, it turns a double. Oh, man. Well, we tied it up at least. Little base running snafu there, but at least we tied it up. All right, anyhow. I'll catch you, Jack. WRUU 850.
John, WIUG 48, clear.
Yeah, a lot of people would have gotten picked off there, too. I give Torkelson a break on that one.
Oh, yeah. No, that's... I thought that was going to find a hole. I didn't think that was going to be caught. I thought it was going to be a hit, so he would have been wise to be running. It's the difference between a run and a third base. Yep, no, understandable. Still a little bit of a snafu, but understandable completely.
Yeah, my TV up here is on a little bit more of a delay than yours, because you called it before Rogers hit it down here, or up here.
All right, I'll be careful of that. We've done this a lot over on the amateur side of the house where we've all been watching the game and somebody's way ahead of everybody, and that can really, at critical times, that can really jack people up. So I will, let's see here. I'll try to find a marker just to figure out how many seconds difference it is. I'll call something out and then you just figure out how long it is until that. So there's a Trump commercial on right now. Let me see here. Hold on. Maybe it's a Harris. I don't know. It's one of them. Jokers has got a ad on. So hold on here. Okay, it's a Harris ad. Let's see here. All right, John James ad just started. Tell me how long until you see it.
I've got a Ford commercial on up here. So it must, I don't know. I've got Comcast, and who knows how long it's bouncing around between the
satellite dishes before it gets to my TV set. Barry Olson has just now pitched.
Oh, we're not that far off then.
WSEL 664 monitor.
WRXM 295 to WRVZ 274. Anthony, are you listening?
Gotta love these guys.
Yeah, man.
Liking it. That was a thing of beauty.
WSL 664 monitoring.
is WRWX221, looking for WRWK542.
This is 542, go ahead.
Go Tiger!
I didn't quite copy that. Can you come back again?
Go Tiger!
Yep, that's right, Peanut. Go Tigers. I think we're going to win one here today. I'm hoping.
That is quite lovely, isn't it?
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, thank you for a radio check. You're pretty scratchy there.
Okay, I appreciate the call back. Good to know. I'm running a little comet antenna. Video switched out from my other one. See how that sounds.
Yeah, I heard comet antenna and then everything after that was pretty scratchy. Couldn't hear you real good there. WRWX221.
WSGS-747 can make your radio check with a different antenna in a different position. Over.
In the background, but it sounded pretty good.
Oh, it sounded pretty good. All right, glad you're here. Thanks for the call back. I appreciate it.
I don't like Cleveland.
Heard you ask how my night's going. It'd be going better if Cleveland didn't just hit a home run.
Oh no, we just missed it, unfortunately. Damn. Not over yet, though. I'd actually gotten into radio as a hobby. I'm sending from my FDM 500 DR, the Diamond 9110, sitting outside, and look at a Diamond from 9110. Yeah, I'm really enjoying it, and it's a great hobby.
Welcome to GMRS. You're still kind of fuzzy. I don't know if it's if you walked around, if you moved around. Couldn't catch that last little bit, but all right, man.
Damn. Okay. Well, I'm still working on it, and I appreciate the talk. Though, like, it's pretty cool. This is one of my first conversations here on GMRS, or radio in general. So I appreciate that. I'll try to work on my
Where are you at, and what repeater are you hitting?
I'm located in Brighton, Livingston County. I'm not sure what repeater this is. I programmed it a while ago, and so I can't really tell you. Yeah. I ask your location also?
I'm in Fraser, and I'm hitting the Macomb repeater.
Oh, wow, okay. You're 48 miles away from me, according to Google. That's pretty cool. Awesome. Yeah, cool, cool.
Okay,
I'll just check it up. 55
minutes,
well,
right
here, 55
minutes.
I caught 55 minutes. That's all I heard. You're a little bit fuzzy there.
Looking at the map at the same time you were, and Brighton is a 55-minute drive from where I'm at right now.
Yep, that sounds about right. yeah, mine's 48 minutes, but obviously it's not enough. So it's not specific. I stutter a little bit tonight. Yeah, I'd love to know what kind of setup you're running, just for your fun. Breaking up a little bit there, quite a bit of fuzz. I caught Daofeng though, that's interesting. Are you on a handheld? I'm on a mobile right now.
Yes, I'm on a little Daofeng 5-watt handheld.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. That's cool. Wow. Awesome. I'm really interested in this, finding out more about the resources around here. I don't know, is there a Discord, you know, a group on the computer or something? I'm really interested in connecting with more people.
Copy that. I kind of got into this because of my father-in-law. He started getting into it, and I thought it was a cool thing, so... I know there's groups that that meet. I know there's groups that get together on the radio. They've got a day. I think it's like 2 days. There's a group out there. You might be Mike Beck, Reddit. WRWS221.
WFDS 747. Yeah, Reddit is a great resource, I've noticed. I'll definitely check that out. I got into radio because one of my friends left a little handheld, little cheap handheld, at my house, and I just started playing with it and became obsessed. And now I have an STM 500 and a A2FC 981, I think it is, ATF. So they're really fun to play with. Better than scrolling through a phone, that's for sure.
I don't know how long you've been on, but look up the MI8 GMRS network. It's throughout Michigan. Like, there's guys in Sheboygan. There's a repeater in Sheboygan that's connected to the Detroit and Macomb. Macomb, the one in Mount Clemens, and then there's one in Flint, and there's one in Saginaw. They're connected all these repeaters, so it's pretty cool right now.
Yeah, wow, okay, this is really cool. I've actually seen this before, but I didn't really get involved with it. I kind of scrolled over it. Yeah, wow, okay. So this is just like a string of repeaters that are all interconnected, and basically it looks like you can talk up to space, essentially, which would be really cool. I'm going to have to look into this. Repeat last, you were breaking up a little.
Yeah, it's coming down into a hole,
like you were. Down into a hole, eh? You kind of cut out there, but I get the idea. Little dead zone, maybe. WSCS 747, I'm getting anything static. I don't know if you tell me I did really nothing. Sierra Delta Sierra 747, CQ. WSCS 747, monitoring 467.65. I've been babysitting for an hour, and I'm already dead for that. So yes, 747, I'm monitoring.
I still hate Cleveland.
WRNW 329, I'm monitoring.
WCSM 47, monitoring. Calling any station, any station. Thank you.